We continue our learning of the Mishmas Davi ben Menachem Mishnah Mecham Yaakov ben Mitzchak Zaliyo. We are in Makos Paragimel Mishnah Vav. We're going to speak about making a tattoo. The Torah says in Parashas Kedoshim that Uchsoves Kaka lo sitnu b'achem. Person cannot make a tattoo. What's Uchsoves Kaka? So this is where, according to some Rishon, it means that you're making incisions in the flesh first, in the form of a letter, and then you fill them in with a dye. And other Rishonim say just the opposite. You'd write with a dye on top of the skin, and then you make pricks in the skin and make incisions in the skin, so the dye now goes inside and penetrates the skin. The Mishnah here doesn't speak about whether you're actually using writing. It says ksoves kaka, sounds like you're writing something. You have to write letters. So that is some debate. Some Rishonim say that unless you write a letter, you're not going to get malchus. And others say no, the person is going to be chayav malchus even if you don't write letters. Just simply making lines in the skin and having a dye penetrate is going to be the issue of ksoves kaka. So the Mishnah here says like this: Ksovev ksoves kaka kasav lo kiaka. If a person wrote, meaning wrote on the skin with ink or with a dye, some type of dye, but didn't insert it into the skin. So this just writing, didn't make any incisions into the skin, or kia kavalo kasav, or he made incisions into the skin. He used a knife, used a needle or something, but didn't fill them with the dye. So Mishnah says, Eino chayav acheyichto vika'akea bidiyo uvikhol uvikhol davar shu roshim. You're not going to be chayav malkos unless you do both. Until you, number one, make the letter, the form of the letter, with incisions of the skin, and have the dye go in. You need both. And it doesn't have to be only dyo. It could be a dye, as the Mishnah says. It could be, that's ink. It could be kol, which is a blue dye. And anything that's roshim, anything that's going to make a mark, is going to be mechayev a person malkos. What's the halacha if you only did one of them? You either wrote letters, let's say, with a dye, but you didn't prick the skin at all for the dye to penetrate. Or let's say you made lines into the skin, but the dye did not go in. So that is a debate. According to Tosfos and Gittin, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, based on one opinion, that is going to be an issur d'rabbanan. However, the halacha is that is going to be permissible, assuming you're not cutting yourself with al hames, which we discussed in the past. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda mishum Rabbi Shimon omer, eno chayv acheyichtov sham hashem. He says, you're not chayv unless you write, what does he mean, hashem? So the Baruch Hu says like this, b'gemar mefarish deshem avo dazara kamar. That's the way he interprets the pasuk. And he quotes the pasuk, yishanamar uchsovis kaka lo sitnu bachem, don't make a tattoo, ani hashem. What's this idea of ani hashem? Means don't, and then says the Baruch Hu, lo sitnu bachem shem avo dazara. Don't put the name of Rav Dozar into your skin. Ki ani Hashem, v'lo tishtefu acherim imi. I don't want to share. There should be no other deity. I don't want to share. No one should have that same status that I do. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, based on the context of the pasuk, which concludes with ani Hashem, the ksoves kaka specifically is the name of an Avodah Zarah. Only when you use the name of a pagan deity do we say that you're going to violate this issur. However, we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. We hold, like the, according to most Rishonim, at least according to the Chachamim, that this is going to be an issur, even if there's no shame Avodah Zarah written at all. What's the prohibition of ksoves kaka? So if you're like Rabbi Shemuel, you understand very well, you're writing the name of Avodah Zarah, it's an idolatrous practice we have to avoid. According to the Tanna Kamma, according to some, this is just a chok. Making a tattoo not related to Avodah Zarah is an issur d'oraisa, because this is a halacha mitzvah we don't fully understand. And others say no. The Rambam says that in fact the non-Jews would do this. They would write the name of the Avodah Zarah. And although, according to the Chachamim, the Isser is not only writing the name of Avodah Zarah, but writing anything, but that's okay. That's because we want to avoid the practice completely, not even making incisions into the skin with a dye, even for not Avodah Zarah purposes, because the non-Jews would be engaged in this practice by doing so l'shem Avodah Zarah. Perikim or Mishnah Zion, we speak about a Nazir, continuing our discussion of Malkos. Nazir shoyashosev ayayim kol hayom. The Nazir was drinking wine all day. Obviously, he's violating the prohibition of a, one of the restrictions of Naziris, but Eino Chayv al Achas. He's only going to be Chayv one set of 39 Malkos for the wine that he drank, assuming he was warned that he's going to get Malkos. Why is it that, but he's drinking a lot, the halacha is that Nazir is going to be Chayv once he drinks a Revius, between about four ounces of wine. So why should it be if he drank so much wine, he's going to be Chayv only one set of Malkos? The answer is because he was warned only once, and after that he continued to drink. Now that has to be where he's warned and he immediately afterward he drinks. If he's warned and there's a pause in between what we call toch de dibur, the amount of time it takes to say shalom alecha rebbe, so then there's no connection between the hasra, the warning, and the drinking of the wine, and therefore he's not going to be getting malchus at all. But since in this case there's only one warning, so it doesn't matter how many revios of wine how many measures of wine that he drank, because there's one warning, and therefore it's all one iser. But the Mishnah says, Amrulof, they said to him, Al tishteh, don't drink, meaning there's a warning, and immediately afterwards, within Toch Kedei Dibur, he drinks, and that happens multiple times during the day, Behusho, Chayv al Kalachas Va'achas. Then you're going to be Chayv for each and every one, because there's a separate warning, and therefore there's he drank a revios each and every time. And therefore, you're going to be chayv a set of malchus for each and every one. The Bartunur adds the following. He says, let's say he has a kli, has some type of vessel that has many, many reviews. So there's a lot of wine inside. They say, can't drink this from this kli, this from this glass of wine, because there are many, many shirim or reviews in there if you drink from that shit. Malkios. And for each and every revius, you're going to get multiple Malkios. So this is all one warning, but we point out that there are many shiurim there, and we say, you know, you're really chayev Malkios for each and every shiur you have, then chayev akol shiur shiur, afal pishalo hisru bo el hasro achas. So you will be chayev then for each and every measure, a separate set of Malkios, even though here there was only one warning.